Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a classic old-school drum and bass mid-bass in Ableton Live 12, then give it that crunchy, sampler-style texture that feels gritty, energetic, and properly underground. We're keeping this beginner-friendly, using only stock Ableton tools, but the result should still feel like a real DNB weapon. The goal is not just a distorted bass sound. We want a bass layer that has a clean sub underneath, a dirty and characterful mid-range on top, and enough rhythm to sit naturally with breaks and vocal chops. This style matters because in DNB, the bass is often doing more than holding notes. It's adding pressure, attitude, and movement. If you get the balance right, the bass becomes part of the groove, almost like another percussion element. So let's set it up properly. First, create a simple track layout. You want three main tracks, one for drums, one for sub bass, and one for mid bass texture. If you're working in the arrangement view, it also helps to mark out a 16-bar intro and a 32-bar drop, just so you're thinking like an arranger from the start. And before you get excited and start cranking levels, leave yourself headroom. Try to keep the mix peaking around -6 to -8 dB while you're building. DNB gets heavy fast, and starting clean will save you headaches later. We'll build the sub first. On the sub bass track, load up Waveatable or Operator. Keep it simple. This is not the place for fancy movement. Choose a sine wave if you can, or a very clean triangle if you want a tiny bit more body. Keep the filter open or mostly bypassed, and use a fast attack with a short to medium decay, depending on how punchy you want it. A good starting point is an attack of almost nothing, decay around 100 to 200 milliseconds, and a release short enough to keep the notes tight. Now program a very simple DNB bass pattern. Think short notes, not long pads. A classic starting idea is a note on beat 1, another on the offbeat of 2, and then a short reply near beat 4. You can write this in a minor, F minor, or D minor if you want a darker vibe. Keep it simple and repeatable. Then make sure the sub stays mono and centered. Use utility if you need to, and avoid widening effects on this layer. If the synth is a little bright, you can gently low pass it with EQ8, but don't overprocess it. The sub's job is just to be solid, stable, and clean. Now for the fun part, the mid-bass texture. On the mid-bass track, load Waveatable again. Start with something basic, like a saw wave on oscillator 1 and either a square or a second saw on oscillator 2. Keep the second oscillator lower in level. Don't go overboard with unison either. One or two voices is usually enough. If you widen it too much here, it'll make the low end messy later. Use a low-pass filter, and bring the cutoff down to somewhere between a few hundred hertz and a couple of kilohertz, depending on how dark or bright you want the sound. Add a little filter drive if needed, and give the filter some envelope movement so the attack has shape. You can also add a subtle LFO to the filter cutoff at a slow rhythmic rate, like a 16th or an 8th note, but keep it very restrained. The point is to create a raw source tone, not the finished sound yet. And here's a really important coach note. Treat the space like percussion first, synth second. In DNB, short envelopes and punchy note shapes often work better than smooth, held-out tones. Think hits, not pads. Now we're going to resample the mid-bass into simpler, and this is where the old-school sampler texture really starts to show up. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Record a few bars of your mid-bass line while it plays. Try to make the performance slightly imperfect on purpose. Let some notes have tiny changes in length or filter position. That little variation gives the sample more life. Once you've recorded it, drag the audio into simpler. Switch simpler to classic mode. Then decide whether you want one-shot behavior or a looping style depending on the feel you're after. For this tutorial, one-shot often works really well because it gives you that punchy, sample playback feeling. Now shape it like a vintage sampler. Turn on the filter in simpler, and try either a low-pass or band-pass setting. You can bring the cutoff down anywhere from around 300 Hz up to a couple of kilohertz, depending on whether you want it darker, boxier, or more nasal. A little drive inside simpler can help too. Go into the sample editor and tighten the start point a bit so the note hits faster. Shorten the release if the sound tails off too much. If you need timing correction, use warp carefully, but don't stretch the sample into something too clean. A lot of the character comes from tiny rough edges, and that's exactly what makes it feel like an old sampler or a resampled hardware box. Now let's add crunch. After simpler, build a simple effects chain. Start with saturator. Add a few dB of drive, and turn soft clip on if needed. If the sound starts to get too harsh, back off the drive before doing anything else. Next, try overdrive or pedal for a bit more mid-range grit. Keep it tasteful. We want attitude, not fizzy chaos. Then add drum bus. A small amount of drive and crunch can really help the bass feel more aggressive. Keep the boom low or off on the mid layer, because the sub should own the bottom end. If the top gets sharp, use the damp control to tame it. After that, use EQ8. Cut the low end out of the mid bass layer, somewhere below about 80 to 120 Hz, so it doesn't fight the sub. If the sound is boxy, reduce a bit around 300 to 600 Hz. And if the bite gets too harsh, tame some energy around 2 to 5 kHz. If you still want more dirt, you can add redux, but go very gently. A little downsampling or bit reduction can help, but too much will destroy the groove. Always listen in context and at low volume. If the bass still feels strong quietly, it usually means the tone and rhythm are working well. Now let's make it feel like D&B, not just a held synth line. This style is all about phrasing. The bass should answer the drums, so keep the notes short and leave space. A good beginner pattern is short hits in the first bar, then a longer note in the second bar leading into the snare, and maybe a quick reply just before the backbeat. That call and response shape is classic D&B energy. If you've got a vocal chop or spoken phrase in the track, even better. Make room for it. One empty beat can make a vocal feel huge. The bass doesn't need to fill every gap. In fact, it usually sounds heavier when it doesn't. Use velocity as a groove tool too. Don't leave every note at the same strength. Stronger notes can mark the downbeat, and lighter notes can fill the little gaps between kick and snare. You can also slightly vary note lengths, making some notes a little tighter and others a little more open, to give the bass line a more human and rhythmic feel. Now let's control movement with automation instead of piling on more sounds. A few good automation targets are the simpler filter cutoff, saturator drive, drum bus dry slash wet, and the volume of the mid bass for small phrase accents. For example, you might keep the bass darker in the first part of the drop, then open the filter a little later to create more energy. Or you could automate a short rise in drive right before a fill, then pull it back down. That creates tension and release without cluttering the arrangement. If there's a vocal chop in the drop, try automating the bass to pull back just before the vocal hits. That tiny move makes the vocal feel intentional, and when the bass comes back in, it hits harder. Now group the sub and mid bass together into a bass group. This makes it much easier to balance them as one instrument. Use utility to keep the low end centered, and always check mono compatibility. In club music, especially D&B, wide bass can sound cool on its own but turn messy in a full mix. Now listen with the drums. The kick should hit clearly, the snare should stay punchy, and the break should still have room to breathe. If the mix feels cloudy, lower the mid bass before you reach for more EQ. Often the fix is not adding more, but taking a little away. For that arrangement, a simple structure works really well. Start with a filtered intro, then build into the drop. Bring in the full bass after some tension has been teased. Then after 8 or 16 bars, drop out one note or mute the bass for a bar so the break, vocal, or fill can take over. That little absence makes the return feel much bigger. And that's a classic D&B trick. Contrast is everything. Fast music needs space and tension to feel exciting. If you want to push the sound a little further, here are a few extra pro style moves. You can make two sampler moods, one darker and boxier, one brighter and more nasal, then switch between them across sections. That creates variety without changing the core identity of the track. You can also duplicate the mid bass, cut the lows aggressively on the copy, distort it harder, and keep it very quiet underneath the main layer. That gives you extra bite without trashing the main tone. Another cool idea is to add a tiny pitch movement or a brief reverse attack on select notes. Little details like that make the bass feel more broken in and more like an old sampled record. For your practice exercise, try building a small two-bar D&B loop. Make a sub an operator or wave eatable, program only 3 or 4 notes, create a saw-based mid-bass, resample it into simpler, add saturator and EQ8, and then drop a breakbeat underneath. If you can, add one vocal chop or spoken phrase, then adjust the bass so the vocal can breathe. Finish by automating just one parameter, like the filter cutoff, across the second bar. The goal is to make it feel like the start of a real drop, not just a sound design experiment. So to recap, build the bass in two layers, keep the sub clean and mono, resample the mid bass into simpler for that crunchy sampler feel, use stock Ableton effects to add grit, and shape the rhythm so the bass works with the drums and vocals instead of fighting them. If you get the balance right between clean low end, gritty mid-range, and smart space, you'll get that proper old-school D&B bass feel fast. And once that starts locking in with the break, it's game on.